Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. WSSP. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We will have our week six picks with Ryan Horvath. We are brought to you this hour by Toby's good, good buddies at Sprinkler Fitters. Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. sprinklerfitters183.org. It's time for John and Jersey's favorite segment of the week. Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Tonight. What's up, Horvy?
Yo, what's going down, man?
John and Jersey calls every day just to make sure that you're in for the segment. He loves your picks.
I love that guy, man. That guy, he was a longtime listener of the pregame show. He would call in. We'd talk about the Packers. We'd usually trash the linebackers. It was a good time. I miss that guy. Hey, is Toby in today?
Yeah, Toby's right here.
Good, because I want to make, even though I'm no longer the producer of the show, as the former producer of the show, I would like to make a suggestion, an executive decision, if you will, and I want to know if you guys are on board. I see way too much when I'm scrolling through Twitter, which is not very often these days. That's what I love about the new gig. Not on Twitter a whole lot. Twitter is a cesspool. But whenever I'm on Twitter, way too much notebook Mike comments all over my Twitter. Just wait, this like notebook Mike has become like this folk hero that he should not be.
Well, and we just had him on, and so I said that he has Christian Yelich disease because he used to be great, and now he's like missing, and people were trashing him, so he got his 30-second rebuttal. So yeah, notebook Mike and his calls lately, it's been a big topic on this show.
I would like to point out that I don't really think that the calls ever were all that great. and when the sound effects were introduced, that's when it took a turn for the worse. So
is that when the Fonz jumped the shark?
I think Toby should make the decision as the producer, as Radio Joe and Dan Plucker would say, the executive producer of the show, that he has to ban Notebook Mike. Are the producer rules still hanging in that studio, Toby?
I have never looked at them, but I believe they are, yes.
Yeah, can you read them?
You hit us up with the rules thing?
My producer checklist back here?
No, isn't there like a rules? Is that it?
Or the phone screening guidelines.
Yeah.
That one.
Basic phone screening guidelines.
Yeah.
Tell callers, not ask hosts. I'm reading exactly how it is.
Yeah.
Tell callers, not ask hosts how they are. Just get right to the point.
Yeah, everybody asks me how I am. You know how I am. I'm the same every day.
Do not.
Notebook Mike definitely does not get right to the point.
So, no.
Okay, strike one.
Yeah.
Do not tell callers to turn off the radio. Just turn it down.
Yeah, if they turn it off, we... I don't know. It's stupid. Go ahead.
If they do not sound good when screening, they probably will not sound good on the air.
That's true.
I would rather not have a caller on the air than have a bad caller.
Well, I didn't write that. All right. That's where I disagree with all of radio. And then, I like bad callers. All right,
strike two against one.
In all caps, pick the best callers.
Well, no, I let everybody in.
And then thanks.
Yeah. So I did not write that. My screening list would be like, don't even screen. I just want to take people raw. If I see the phone ringing, you're on the air. What do I get?
Exactly.
Any thoughts on the Brewers as we are sad about that? They lost, and that is a bummer.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. I lost money on them. I had them winning the World Series, so that sucks. Luckily, I still have the Dodgers alive, but it's a boring price, plus 325. Just disappointing. You know, a lot of poor decisions by Craig Counsell, but at the same time, I feel like he was like backed into a corner where he had to make a lot of poor decisions because they just couldn't generate. They couldn't produce any runs, man. They couldn't score any runs, and that's how it goes sometimes in the postseason. See, that's the one thing that's the one thing that I hate about baseball, dude, is you play this 162 game season, you know, where it's a fun season and everything seems to be going right. You have one bad month, and then you have a couple bad games. You don't even get a seven-game series, and there's my alarm, and the season is just over. You know what I mean? Like, that's my one problem.
Yeah, that's what I've been complaining about all week, because it's almost like if you have a good regular season, you get no benefit. Instead of getting rewarded for bad behavior, I'm saying you get punished for good behavior. Because the Brewers had a good regular season, what are they supposed to do? Everyone says they should have kept their foot on the gas. How? There's nothing they could have do. They couldn't have got the one seed. They already won the division. They had nothing to play for unless you fabricate intensity, which you can't do. So the Brewers are screwed because of how good they played for 5 months. They're screwed because in that 6 months, you've already gotten everything you're going to. The Braves are still fighting. So it's like it benefits the teams that are almost making the playoffs rather than it does the teams that actually did make the playoffs. You got two wildcard teams now in the LCS. It's just it's stupid. It's just dumb. The 5-game series is dumb. In basketball, they have a 7-game series, which requires more travel, more rest. Baseball, play 2 games in a day if you want. Bring doubleheaders into the playoffs. I don't care. You got to have the NLDS be a 7-game series.
No, I agree with that, man. And the other, like, the thing is with the Brewers, I mean, like, their biggest problem right now is, I hate to say it, I don't know. I haven't I was like, obviously, doing other things last week, not in town. So I don't know what people's thoughts are, but man, that Christian Yelich contract can be, that could be a historically bad deal. That could be like Bobby Bonilla bad, not quite that bad, but on the hook for a lot of money. And he didn't look so great. He doesn't really look like himself. So that sucks right there, is just giving him all that money. 'Cause you could pay like 3 to 4 dudes to produce. That's the thing about Major League Baseball, man. Like, we get pissed when, like, you lose dudes, but at the same time, like, if you look at, like the teams that win, like, the Cardinals not paying Albert Pujols and letting him go, and then a couple of years, like, the next year, they lose in the World Series, but at least they go to the World Series. The Nationals don't give Bryce Harper a crazy deal, even though they offered him a crazy-type deal. He leaves. They end up winning the World Series. Baseball's weird like that, where, I don't know. Are you a little worried about Yelich? I don't know that he's ever coming back.
I'm a lot worried about Yelich.
Because, like, what's the excuse now? Like, it's okay, so he was coming off an injury. I get that.
His offseason, you can, like, blame Andy Haynes, the hitting coach, but his offseason, he traveled to Nashville, Haynes did, worked extensively with Yelich. They put a lot of time into making him return to form, and it wasn't. And there's people that call in and speculate and have conspiracy theories, and at this point, I mean,
What are the theories? Because how do you go from homering like literally every other at bat where they had to nobody would pitch to you to like not even being able to make
bang,
contact?
Bang, 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 bang. Those are the
What's
theories.
What's that?
A little trash can action.
Hey, I got to tell you that, I can see it. I mean, I think a lot of teams in Major League Baseball were doing it. It wasn't just the Astros that were cheating. I got bad. Everybody's favorite heroes were probably cheating and probably still are. Like, let's be honest. It's baseball. It's been going on since Little League. But the other thing is with the hitting coach, with the Andy Haynes thing, like, I get it. But look at the Chicago Cubs are a great example. I feel like 7 out of the last 8 years, they've fired their hitting coach in hopes that, like, somebody would come in and turn those dudes around. If guys can't hit anymore, they just can't hit. You know, you could change their launch angle and do this and that. I mean, you could ruin guys, I guess, but I don't think that has anything to do with the Brewers' struggles at the plate. I got to be quite honest. I don't think firing the hitting coach is going to help them. You know, you're either the Astros and you have that type of lineup, or you're not. And the Brewers, unfortunately, I thought they were, but turned out to be kind of who I thought they were heading into the season, not the team I thought that they were in August when I put even more money on them to win the World Series. But we move on. It also would have helped if Devin Williams, while celebrating, like, I can see having a bad outing maybe and punching a wall. We've all been there. I have a crazy temper. I punch things in the studio all the time. But while celebrating, clinching a postseason spot and winning the division, punching the wall, probably not the best decision. That didn't help. Still, watching Josh Hader serve up that dong, that I was just, like, sitting there in shock, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I figured – I still thought that they were going to win that series. I thought they were going to win that game. Thought it was going to go 5. They were going to win that series. So, disappointing. And that's what I hate about baseball. Also kind of what I hate about football, though. Same thing. Like, last year, Packers season, ridiculous. One stinky game against Tampa Bay, season over like that. So, at least you do get the 5 games in baseball, I guess.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. You can find it on the Odyssey app. Tonight. Yep. Let's go through our picks for week number 6. You did have the Eagles last night. Toby and I had Tampa. Why'd you take the Eagles?
Because I'm good like that, dude. Also, let's point out the fact that the last time I was on this year's show, I went 11-3, 12-3 or something like that against the spread. So shout out me. The Eagles, dude.
Emig picked for you last week and he was like 9-5. So
okay.
Yeah. You're still leading. That. Yeah.
We'll take that. Way to go, Paul. So the thing with the Eagles, man, was that was just a stinky line the entire time. When it came out, it was 7.5, and I grabbed it right away because Tom Brady past 7 p.m. just doesn't cover the spread. It's because he's getting a little old, you know, like the rest of us. He wants to be in bed around 10 o'clock, at least on the couch with the Jack Daniels next to him. So that's a trend that's out there that I really do believe in. You saw it a couple Sundays ago against New England. They won the game. They didn't cover the spread. Also, I just knew the back door was going to be wide open because Tampa Bay, as good as they are defensively right now, they're beat to hell, especially in the secondary. So I knew that Jalen would be dropping back. The back door would be open. So I did get the hook, the 7.5. Can't believe they went for 2. So everybody covered. So that was sweet. I kind of saw that coming. The only thing that scared me is if the Bucks went up big. I also like kind of called out the whole game plan, the whole game script. I said the Bucks are going to go up big in the first half, and then they're just going to run Leonard Fournette into the ground because the Eagles are the 30th team against the run. They can't stop the run. They give up 145 yards, rushing yards per game. So I pretty much called that whole thing. It was awesome. Trista was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I felt bad to watch it go down like that.
Yeah, just fade her, I feel like, is the play.
Well, she was on all this. We were on the same props, like, so she had a winning night though. So I legitimately, like, she left and like I thought she was gonna get the dub, and I was like, man, I hit all my props tonight, so I guess I'll take the loss with the Eagles. And then all hell broke loose, and Nick Sirianni, who honestly may be the worst. I don't know. We've always had this discussion, right? Where like if everybody just played Madden, football would be a better game. Like the NFL would be a better product. Nick Sirianni, there's no way that dude plays Madden, right? Is he not the – I don't understand how the hell he got this job, to be quite honest. First things first, I didn't know who the hell he was. Like, I honestly forgot, like, going into the season that Doug Peterson was no longer the head coach. This dude, look at his resume. He's never called plays, and he's never been a head coach. How the hell do you get a job as a head coach in the NFL calling plays when you've never done either things – even at like the high school level? Like, what did he do? Lie on his resume? How is this dude calling plays in the NFL? They're punting on fourth down. Are the Chargers not the best team to watch in the NFL? Maybe in NFL history.
I don't
history.
Know. Like, I'm getting a little tired of opening Twitter and seeing what Brandon Staley said that day.
Okay, yeah.
It's all like, right, oh, I'm my with God, you on that. This guy gets like, it. Well, I think that sack should have been a stat before 1982. Oh, my God, this guy gets it. Share. Jeez.
Yeah, no, all right, I'm with you on that, yeah. The Staley stuff's gotten ridiculous. The notebook mic stuff is getting ridiculous. For a while, it was the crate challenge that was getting ridiculous. Maybe that still is ridiculous. I put that in the mute section, so if people are still jumping on crates, We're in huge trouble.
Now everyone's putting red flags on for some reason.
Yeah, what is that now? What
Stupid.
Is this nonsense?
Just dumb.
I like getting old, dude. Remember when we were growing up, like when we were these people's age and we were like burning CDs on Napster?
Yeah.
And like trying, you know, sneaking into bars and waiting in the parking lot to find the scummiest person walking into the liquor store to be like, hey, dude, can you get me a 30 rack of Ice House or Busch Light? I'll let you keep the change. And then they would like try to run off with your money and you'd have to hunt them down with baseball bats pointing at them out the window. And then you'd corner them in a parking lot. Sometimes you'd have to beat them to a pulp.
This isn't that relatable anymore.
Sorry. Yeah,
you had me at Napster, but now I don't know where we're going.
Ah, well, let's do some picks then.
All right. We're going to start with the London game. This is the second and final London game of the year. I love the London games.
All right, Miami. Me too. Miami versus Jacksonville. Miami's favored by 3. Jacksonville's terrible. I don't really care who's playing quarterback for the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins here.
Orvie?
Doesn't it just seem way too easy to wake up bright and early on Sunday morning, 8:30 my time, which really sucks. No, 10:30 my time, so I get to sleep in an extra hour. And you wake
you
up
still haven't...
and...
No, it's 9:30 your time.
9:30 my time. Whatever. I haven't figured out the whole London thing because last week I was back home. And so it was just regular timing, timing.
Yeah.
So it seems way too easy to just wake up, you know, have your morning coffee, which, by the way, Bart, I'm actually having my first cup right now.
Oh, I just had 3 and 4, and I feel like the day is mine.
Yeah, same here. The day is mine like the boy was Brandy's, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, the boy was Brandy's.
The boy was hers.
Not Monica's, Brandy's.
The boy is mine. I'm sorry that you... But anyway, you're not going to be able to wake up and just bet a bunch of money on the better team to cover this spread. And I think the Jags not only are going to cover the spread, as big of a disaster as they are, I think they may actually win their first and maybe even only game of the season.
Yes.
Miami looks bad right now, dude. Like, Miami looks bad. Offensively, they are trash. And I love Jacoby Brissett. I'm praying for him. But it's probably not going to end well for him in Miami. Give me the Jags to cover the number. Is it still 3.5, Toby?
I have it at 3 right now.
3, that's fine. Give it to me.
I am going to take Jacksonville 2. I love Urban Meyer. Guy's just trying to have a little fun, blow off some steam. What? He didn't do anything wrong.
I have a theory on that really quick. Let me tell you guys and see what you think about that, right? So, owner of AEW, owner of the Jags, Tony Khan, like, I think what he's trying to do, he wants that team out of Jacksonville, like the same way that lady wanted the Cleveland Indians out of Cleveland in the movie Major League. He does not want to be there. He has not wanted to be there. He wants everything just to explode and be a huge disaster so he can move that team out of there. I don't know where the hell they're going now.
Why do they want to get out of there?
Hey, they just don't want to be there. He doesn't want to be in Jacksonville, man. He wants to build a new stadium and probably go to a bigger market. I don't know where. Maybe they'll have 2 teams in Chicago or something like that, or 2 teams, and I really don't know. I mean, there's 100 teams
in
Los Angeles.
Do you think that Milwaukee could get a team?
Well, maybe they can, man. I mean, you know what I mean? You look at the success that the Bucks and the Brewers had last year. Maybe they can get 2 teams.
Do you think that Milwaukee could get an NHL team someday?
So I think what he's trying to do here, right, is he's like, I got to make huge headlines by making a huge coaching hire that is also going to be a huge disaster in the NFL. Urban Meyer, like his offense, you can't run his offense unless you're playing with a bunch of 5-star recruits going against a bunch of 2-star recruits from Minnesota or from Northwestern. You know what I'm saying? Like that offense, that you couldn't run that 5 years ago. He comes, and the best part about it, his press conference, he was like, yeah, we'd like to rush for 250 yards and throw for 250 yards per game. Good luck, pal. Nobody in NFL history has ever done that. Everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants that balanced attack. So I feel like this dude hires Urban Meyer, right? He knows he's going to just be a disaster. The locker room is going to be like, God, this guy is a joke. He was just doing Papa John commercials. He's quit like 8 jobs. He recruited Aaron Hernandez, who literally murdered people. This guy sucks. So they were never going to buy into him. Then what he does is he knows that they're going to be in Ohio in that game, and Urban Meyer is going to stay back. They even recommend it. They're like, hey, Urban, you know what, man? It's been a tough start to the season. Why don't you blow off some steam, man? Hang around with your old pals.
Did
you
they play at the women,
here.
Too?
Yep, and then that's contraire Montfort. So then what they do is they find some blondes, some young blondes. Hey, go in there. You know, shake your tail feather a little bit on Urban, you know, get it popping, do some twerking on the old man, You know he's going to get excited. You've seen his wife, that anti-mask and weirdo. She's out there telling you that the vaccine's a chip in your head. She's one of them. So you know Urban wants to get away from her. She's a nutbag. She's the Clay Travis of coaches' wives. So they send these beautiful women, which actually, I didn't even think they were that beautiful, over to Urban. They're grinding on him. He's getting a little, you know, he's getting a little frisky with his fingers. Next thing you know, complete disaster. Team's laughing at Urban as soon as he leaves the apology meeting. Everything's a disaster. Couple years, they're out of Jacksonville. He has a new home for the team, right?
This just in. John Gruden has been hired not only as the assistant offensive coordinator for the Jaguars, he's also challenging Sammy Guevara for the TNT championship this weekend on Dynamite. Wow. They are really going all in.
Exactly, man. I mean, what a dumpster fire. All that being said, Jags may get the win this week in London. And I also love the London game. The Jags, that's the thing. They should just move the Jags to London. It's like, you know what I mean? They're playing a game there every year anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jacksonville as well. Nice conspiracy. And let's go on to the noon games. Toby.
All right, Cincinnati favored by 3.5 going into Detroit. I'm going to go with the Bengals here. Detroit's terrible. Bart said maybe the Lions can get a win here. I don't think so.
I kind of feel like the Lions do win.
I think the Bengals are a decent football team. The Lions are terrible. This isn't the week they get a win.
Contraire, mon frère.
Yeah!
The fighting Dan Campbells, who I actually love, by the way. I mean, sure, they're in our division, but I mean, they're harmless, and they're an easy 2 wins this season. They got Jamal Williams, so you kind of have to root for him. And even though he's goofy, I mean, like, Sean McVay and Matt Stafford right now seem like kind of like the cool kids, and Jared Goff is like the nerd. You know what I mean? Like, he's the dude that, like, maybe used to be cool in grade school, but now, like, McVay has his new pals, like, and maybe they're on, like, the water polo team or something, like in the OC, like Luke.
Oh,
and they're all,
I
like,
was just going to say, like, when Marissa goes and meets Chili and Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. And so now, you know, I feel bad for Jared Goff because he's like Ryan Atwood.
Did,
you know,
who died? Didn't Chili die, too?
Yeah, like everybody. No, Johnny. Remember, Johnny dies because he's like hanging out like on the edge of a cliff, and Ryan's like, "Yo, bro, that doesn't seem like a tremendous idea." And he's got a bottle of course, in his hand. You drink the booze, you lose, and he just falls off the cliff. Ryan tries to save him.
Oh,
Ryan had a tragic life. He has to watch him plummet to his fatal death, and then you know Ryan, who is, and then Seth gets a little bit too big for his britches, you know, because Ryan is Seth's only friend. And Seth gets a little bit of popularity, gets himself a girlfriend in summer. Next thing you know, Seth's too cool to hang out with Ryan. So he's just hanging out, you know, in this pool house. Just a year ago, he could have been like hooking up with the grandpa's hot girlfriend. And poor Atwood, man.
I'm with you.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So that's how I feel like Jared Goff is like left out right now. You know, he's watching what they're doing in Los Angeles. They're putting up like 500 yards per game. They're not dinking and dunking. They're throwing the ball downfield. So I kind of feel bad for the dude. All that being said, I think that the Lions cover this week, and they may even pick up their first win. Watching Dan Campbell cry in that press conference. Like, sure, he's kind of a clown, but I don't know. He's a good dude, man, and I think his guys are really buying into him. I think they're going to continue to play hard for him, and I think they might steal one this week.
I'm going to take the Lions. Let me get to J-Mo, who called in a little bit ago. I forgot you were on the line. I'm sorry.
That's okay. After these new protocols, you know, it sounds like it's going to be really hard for me to call in.
It'd actually be easier than ever. I am taking anybody at any time. Nothing's changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are you, Bart?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, but you know, for me, it's not some perfunctory, you know, deal that I can hear my voice right after I ask the question. I genuinely care, Bart.
I know. You know what? I do believe that. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
And you, J-Mo?
Nah, that don't matter. But I am. I lost this week in fantasy football to my teenage son, so I feel pretty bad.
J-Mo's in like a 2-person league where he just plays his son every week, I think.
Nah,
it's
yeah.
Those... My wife's in it. Defeated her, and I beat the crap out of my other son, so, you know.
Yeah. You got to be the man of the house and beat these people.
You got it. Well, that was it.
Oh, okay.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thanks for hanging.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you, J-Mo. So I like the Lions because I mean, like,
I got, you know, actually, have, I got to take it.
They don't have any talent. Like, Quintez Cephas.
I got to take a 2 minute break.
Okay, hit me.
I screwed up the ads again.
You're terrible at this. Toby, you may need to start running the board, bro.
Yeah. Are you good? Do I have you for the hour?
Yeah, what else do I got to do? It's 10:26.
Oh, yeah. All right, more with Ryan Horvath, more picks coming up next. I'm Bart, that is Toby. We're from the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Ryan Horvath here as well, going through our week 6 picks. Toby, what's next?
All right, next game we got is Houston going to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. The Colts are favored by 10 points.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with the Texans here. I like Bart's theory. You never trust the Colts, especially when Carson Wentz is their quarterback. So give me the Texans.
Bart, Toby, whoever. Why am I hearing myself?
What?
There's like an echo coming back at me.
How about now? Well, how about now? Is it? I didn't do anything.
Like when people don't turn down their radio.
How about now?
They don't follow rule 2. No, I'm good now.
I did nothing.
Oh, weird. But anyway, going back to the game, as they say, as Tom Hanks once said, Houston, we have a problem.
Damn. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked all morning on that one. I'm taking the Colts. I know it's a huge spread, huge number. Actually, even though that they, you know, kind of urinated down their legs, I guess, to use a nice term, against the Ravens. Carson Wentz looked pretty good. That was the best version of them. I think that they're going to beat up on the Texans. Give me the Colts to win by 14 points. I'll take the Indianapolis Colts.
Toby already gave my pick. I am not taking the Colts. Not now, not ever. What's next?
All right, next we got Minnesota favored by 2.5 as they go into Carolina to take on Tony and Texas as Panthers. I'm going to go with the Vikings here. I think they're better than the Panthers. I think you saw what Sam Darnold actually is. And so I like the Vikings to win this one.
Yeah, man, I'm on the Panthers to win over 7.5 games this year. But I'm actually a little worried about it because they get off to that start. I think, obviously, they're really starting to miss Christian McCaffrey because it's not just a running back. That's like 70% of your offense. He also catches 7 to 8 balls a game. They're really missing him right now. They've come back down to earth a little bit defensively, and Sam Darnold's come back down to earth. 3 picks last week, was turning the ball over, throwing it all over the place. Minnesota needs this win. I still think Minnesota's a disaster. It was awesome when they – not awesome that they actually won last week, but it was hilarious watching Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer, like, shoving each other, because that was not like a playful celebration, like, hey, we just came back and beat a bad team celebration. That was like, these guys actually really hate each other, and it's not going to end well. But I like the Vikings. That was the first bet. There's 2 bets that I really like this weekend, and this is one of them. Give me Minnesota.
I'm going to take Minnesota, too. You know, if the Packers do lose, they could be 4-2. The Bears could be 4-2. The Vikings could be 3-3. Things could
Packers
get tight.
Losing.
I know. But things could get tight in that NFC North. Let me get the Sean O'Connell in quickly. What's up?
Yeah, I hate the Vikings, too. I wish both those teams could lose. Rivalry week, I love it. Even though there has been dominance, I still am a little sick to my stomach just because I don't want to lose to those guys. I hate them. I just hate the Bears so much. And kind of resetting, you had talked about earlier, you know, favorite moments. My favorite moment in the Favre era was, a lot of people do reference the 99-yard touchdown play. Right before that, though, is probably my favorite play of that era, when 12:50 a.m. the fan's very own Leroy Butler did not bite on a flea flicker and went up at the ball's highest point and came down with an interception in the face of 3 Bears receivers, and he set up that 99-yard touchdown. And now, to this day, if Leroy Butler ran for governor, I'd vote for him and pressure my wife into doing the same.
Yeah, he already – thanks for the call, Sean. He already, you know, makes all the appearances every week, so I think that he could slide in there. Sean's part of our rivalry week checklist. We did everything today. We talked about – we played the Bears still suck. We talked about favorite memory. We talked about all the quarterbacks that have played since Rodgers. We talked about how rivalries just aren't the same anymore because of free agency. We talked about...
And cancel culture.
And cancel culture, yeah. John Gruden got canceled so hard, he got taken out of a video game. We talked about... I think we pretty much got everything regarding this rivalry. So.
Nope. You know what? I wish I was producing the show. No offense, Toby. That's a tremendous outline right there. But I actually have one for next rivalry week. In fact, you know, they play the Bears again. Here's one for next rivalry week. You ready? Here's a topic for you. Who is your personal rival in life and why?
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Isn't it? And then you get people to call in, like, you know, like, you'll get, like, Alan from the South Side, and he'll be like, yeah, my personal rival is actually the entire government. I tried to go into the grocery store with my wife, and she's beautiful, you know, so everybody stops. They looking at her. They drooling over. I don't mind, you know. She loves the attention. She's all dialed up. She's looking good. You know me. I'm just a regular old schmuck. But my rival is the government. They tells me, as I was walking into this grocery store, they tells me I got to put on this mask for this little cold that's been going on for 2 years. That, you know what I mean? And that like, we all know you're a radio rival, you know? So that's what.
I don't have a rival.
No, you don't. You're just a loving man.
But by the way, I want to remind you that I'm having a... We've already had it, and we're going to try to get it again party. That's coming up. That'll be motorcycles only for the parking.
Yeah. So there you go. Who is your... Because
my driveway's not big. We want to fit everybody. We want to fit everybody in there. Are exactly. we on a game? What game are we on? We're on the next game. Toby, what's the next game?
We got Chargers and Ravens. The Ravens are favored by 2.5 points here in Baltimore.
I got to watch Packers-Bears instead of this. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers are a really good football team, and so are the Ravens. I really like the Ravens, but Justin Herbert is going to be too much to overcome. And even though Lamar Jackson's playing like the MVP right now, give me the Chargers.
I feel like Lee Corso today where I just come right in. Not so fast, pal. The Chargers.
My friend.
The Chargers.
Not so fast, Chargers, dude.
The Chargers are in Los Angeles. You know what else is in Los Angeles? Traffic. Give me the Ravens. And then I put on like the Burt. Anyway, give me Baltimore. So the Chargers are a really good team. They're one of my favorite teams to watch right now. But Lamar is playing on a whole nother level, putting up video game type numbers and doing it really, like, let's be honest, with like a bunch of bums. Like Hollywood Brown has showed up this season. Sammy Watkins has made some plays. But, you know, that's not going to last very long before he gets injured. So I'm actually going to go Baltimore in this spot. Give me the Ravens. I was hoping that they were actually going to lose that game against the Colts because I wanted to get them a little bit more with a little bit more value. But I'm still going to play them at this number. So give me Baltimore.
Toby, pick a number 1 through 9.
4.
Odd was Baltimore even as Chargers. I will take the Chargers.
There you go.
That's the in-depth analysis you look for on the part
one
of the show.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do? I give Notebook Mike's basically my co-host. What do you want?
All right, next we got the Rams against the Giants in New York. Rams favored by 10 points here. I don't know that I like this, but I'm going to take the Giants because I think Daniel Jones is going to play, and I think they'll keep it closer. I'll probably just try and run the ball a lot. I don't know. Give me the Giants here. The number is a little big, even though the Rams are probably one of the best teams in football.
Yeah, I mean, the number is really, really big. With the injuries for the Giants, this is one where I'm not going to bet it. If I had to, gun to my head, you know what? Give me the Rams to cover the big spread, dude. Even if Daniel Jones plays, it's looking like he's going to play. You said, Toby?
I believe he is. I think that Ian Rappaport said he's trending towards playing.
Yeah, I saw that too. You know what? Never mind. Give me the Giants to cover the number. I'll take New York.
I'm actually going to take the Rams. I had an epiphany that Daniel Jones is not good, even though I thought he was.
Daniel Jones hasn't been the problem this year. It's the defense has been not good. But yeah. I mean, he's not going to win the MVP or anything like that, like you thought. But
I'm going to take the Rams. Right. And then I have a question because I got an email here with some baseball odds, and I was looking because I was intrigued about the next Cardinals manager and the odds on favorite to be the next Cardinals manager. Is this real? Stubby Clapp?
Who?
Stubby Clapp.
Is that what a real are the guy? Odds for him?
Plus 150.
Who's got the second best odds?
Skip Schumacher.
Shut up.
Yeah, Skip. Stubby Clapp.
Stubby Clapp is their first base coach, I believe, right? For the Cardinals?
I don't know.
So that's probably why.
Yeah,
He's their first base coach, I believe.
I use lotion to cure my stubby clap. I'm sorry. Let me apologize. I know that's not the first or last time someone will make that joke, but it was there and I had to take it. My deepest apologies. Stubby clap. His real name's Richard.
Richard Clapp.
His name is Dick Clapp.
I would have named him, if my last name was Clapp, the first name of my first child would be Make It. Make It Clapp. All right.
Mine would be your hands. Mine would be your hands.
Make It Clapp.
Stubby Clapp plus 150, Skip Schumacher plus 400, Mark McGwire plus 575.
Mark McGwire, you got to go big or just, not, you know. Well, I was actually shocked that they fired the dude. I mean, they got into the postseason. They were a disaster the first couple months of the season. He rallies them. They won 19 straight games or whatever it was at one point. They fired the dude. Tough business, man.
All right, what's next?
All right, this is one of Bart's locks of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City favored by 6.5 going into FedEx Field to take Washington on Sean Taylor's retirement ceremony day, in which they announced it 3 days beforehand. So give me the Chiefs to win big. I like this one being a high scoring affair for the Chiefs and then a medium scoring affair for Washington. They're going to score a lot of points in this game. I think Kansas City scores like 40 points and they win by like 3 touchdowns.
Dude, Kansas City hasn't covered a spread though in a long, long time. The football team is a complete disaster of an organization. What's the number I'm getting? Am I getting a 7 here or a 6.5?
6.5.
6.5. Give me screw. I took Washington. I took them 7.5. I just bought a point. But give me. I'll roll with the 6.5 still. Give me your squad, Toby. I'm going with the football team to cover.
My lock of the week isn't just Kansas City. It is Patrick Mahomes 4 touchdowns.
Maybe. I think they. I think there's a good chance maybe they lose this game. The Chiefs aren't good.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, but next game, Arizona.
Did you know that next week we'll have to get in contact with your boy Quentin Mayo, because next week we are going to break down the Washington football Packer matchup like no other morning show in town. We're going to talk to someone from Washington every day.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I live in Washington. You want to talk to me?
We'll talk to you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Monday.
And Monday. Yeah, Monday. You and Toby will double. You guys can double team me about Washington.
Ooh, good. I love a good double team. I just don't do it with blood relatives. Ready?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Next game we got is Arizona going to Cleveland, take on the Browns. Browns favored by 3.5. This should be a good football game. I'm excited for this one. I like the Cardinals in this game. I actually really like the Browns. I think they're a good football team, and I think they can compete in the AFC, but the Cardinals give me 3.5 on the only undefeated team left, and it's not like Cleveland's 100% healthy. Some of their guys are banged up. Give me the Cardinals here.
Yeah, man, 3.5, gross. When this came out, it was 2.5, so I feel bad for anybody that has to look at that 3.5. Unless they're playing Arizona, then you got what you wanted. My biggest bet, my lock of the week, returns this week. And we've only lost one of these, and it was San Francisco that didn't come home. This week, my lock of the week, it's the Browns on the money line. I will take the spread, I guess, since I kind of have to. We're picking against the spread here. The Browns are my top pick. The Browns, baby, the Browns. Both backs, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, both averaging 5 yards per carry. So even if Baker and this injury are going to be bothersome, I think they'll be able to run the ball in this contest. Baker Mayfield, dude, has been great this year when he has a clean pocket, but he's the same guy. When you pressure Baker Mayfield, he just makes some piss-poor decisions. They are really beat up right now, but so are the Cardinals, man. Like, you look at this injury report, 16 guys on the initial injury report when it came out on Monday. With Kyler, though, now he's hurt. And last year, they got off to that crazy start, you know, offensively especially, where we were talking about Kyler maybe winning an MVP. He injured the same shoulder, and then he just wasn't the same. He didn't leave the pocket. He didn't want to run. That's what we saw last week. He only had 1 rushing yard, and when they showed him on the sideline, he looked really uncomfortable. I think that injury is a little bit worse than people think. Give me the Browns. That's my lock of the week. Lock of the week. Cleveland rocks, as Drew Carey once said.
I think I will be persuaded by the injuries. And also,
yeah,
I did have a weird dream this week about J.J. Watt that we like made up as if he was some girl from my life that I did not have closure with.
Yeah.
It was weird. I'm going to take that as an omen to not take the Cardinals. I'm going to take the Browns with you. Nary would I stray from a Horvat lock of the week.
No, I'm not.
Yep. And, oh, well, while we're on that topic, I won't even give a breakdown. My lock of the week in college football, Indiana, Michigan State, the first half under 24. It might be 23 now. Still take it. Boom. There we go. Let's move on.
All right. Next, we got Dallas going to take on New England and Foxborough. Dallas favored by 3 points. Give me the Cowboys here. They're a good football team. That offense looks very, very good. The defense has been more improved than I think a lot of us thought. They're one of the best teams in football right now. Give me the Dallas Cowboys.
McCartney-Belichick.
Yep. Two of the greats.
I'm jumping in here. I'm taking Belichick. I'm taking New England.
Same here, man. You're giving me the better coach. Mac Jones has looked better the last couple of weeks.
Who?
I like Dallas.
Mac
like,
Jones.
I agree. I think they're one of the good teams in the NFL. I don't know if they're great quite yet. I don't know if they're going to be able to do what they've been doing defensively. They're going to score a bunch of points. But I'm actually going to take New England in this spot as well. I got 3.5, but I'll roll with them at 3-2. Give me the Patriots.
All right, next game, we got the Raiders going to take on Denver in the Mile High City. The Broncos are favored by 3.5 points here. Give me the Raiders to come out and avenge the firing of their head coach, and the Raiders win this football game. I'm not high on Denver anymore. I was, then they lost to the Steelers, and now I lost all faith in them. So give me the Raiders.
Yeah, the Steelers stink. Although Big Ben actually looked good last week. He was pushing the ball down the field and everything, 10 yards per attempt. But this week, in this spot right here, I am with you, Toby. I am on the same exact pick. I think that the Raiders, last week was easy money, man. You had to hammer the Bears on the money line because that John Gruden stuff, when it came out, you knew they were going to quit on him, and that was a huge distraction. Now that they moved on for John Gruden, I do expect them to have like a big bounce back game. So give me the Raiders. I think they're going to win this game outright.
This was we had Costas on today. This was his narrative play of the week. He likes the Raiders.
Yeah, because of John Gruden being gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What a weird week. If you would have told me John Gruden was going to get fired this season before Urban Meyer, well, I actually probably wouldn't have thought that was too crazy because the NFL is a weird business.
I like how somehow Adam Schefter comes out looking like a weasel out of this. Adam Schefter, too.
Well, he stinks. I mean, I love that that's come out about him because I'll never forgive him for what he did to me on one of my favorite nights of the year, draft night.
Yeah.
You know, it's draft. Two terrible draft nights in a row. First, the Packers lose their minds. Give Aaron Rodgers a 4-year extension. You know Aaron Rodgers, right? MVP of the league. And then they were like, hey, you know that kid from Utah State that threw 30 picks in a season? We got to grab him. Let's not even wait. Let's not even wait and see if he's just there in the first or second round. Let's move up and tempt everybody into thinking we're taking somebody like T. Higgins. And then they took Jordan Love, Bart. You know Jordan Love, right?
Yeah, he led the FBS in interceptions.
People forget. Well, he's now the Packers' backup quarterback. In fact, that entire draft. Did you see DeGuara last week? Of course you didn't, because he didn't get on the field because the week before he was missing blocks and he was atrocious. But I'm not here to rag on the draft. You know why? Because it's Eric Stokes season. Yeah. And you know who found Eric Stokes in the draft this year?
Goody.
Ryan Gutekunst. So in Gutekunst we trust. Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go.
See, Schefter, you know, some people look like animals. Some people look like birds. I once had a thing for a girl that looked like a duck.
I hear that.
But Schefter looks like a weasel, and he is a weasel. Mm-hmm. I mean, so in some cases, you can judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. What an embarrassing look for him. And now I have to question his journalistic integrity. You know?
Oh, God. Yeah, I know.
You didn't go to Big J school for this nonsense.
I guess I'll take the Raiders with you guys.
Raiders.
All right, Sunday night football matchup between the Seahawks and the Steelers. The Seahawks do not have Russell Wilson. Steelers are favored by 5 at home. I still got a weird feeling about the Seahawks finding a way to keep this game close.
They always play weird games, especially in prime time.
Geno Smith looked okay, coming in relief of Russell Wilson last week. He's had a little bit extra time to prepare, and I think the Steelers team is just bad. I don't have any faith in Ben Roethlisberger. Now they're losing Juju Smith-Schuster to TikTok and whatever else he's up to. So give me the Seahawks here.
This is a tough one. This is this game, let's be honest, this game's going to suck, man, because for the first time since 2012, somebody other than Russell Wilson is starting a quarterback. Hey, how about a time for a little trivia? Who was the last quarterback to start a game for the Seattle Seahawks?
Charlie Whitehurst?
Nope. Bart?
Can you ask me that again? I made a comment on the Shorewood Facebook page last night.
Okay.
Because somebody posted a picture of a dead rodent.
What is this life? What is going on?
There's like this possum that keeps crossing the street and people like it. And I said, can we not post dead rodents on this page? Messed up. And then okay. Isaac says, I know of nowhere else on this site where I may find the camaraderie and the unspoken understanding strong enough to mourn the loss of a summer friend.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Where do I live?
Shorewood, apparently.
Weird.
You're on the message board.
And then Tracy says, not to get technical, but possums are not rodents. Fun fact, they're the only marsupial in North America.
You either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become Chuck. Isn't this what he used to do? Go on to his community message board.
He got banned from the Lamira page. All right, I'm taking the Steelers. I think Geno Smith goes in the 10th.
No, you got to answer my trivia question. Who was the last quarterback to start a game for the Seattle Seahawks before Russell Wilson?
That would be not Matt Flynn.
No, he never made a start for
him. I'm going to say Tavares Jackson.
And you would be right. Dude, I was listening to a radio show last night and listened to what this insensitive you-know-what said. He goes, the last quarterback to start a game for the Seattle Seahawks was Tavares Jackson. What is Tavares Jackson even doing these days? And I was like, ooh, dude, rough look. Maybe Google it. RIP, by the way, to Tavares Jackson, who passed away April 12th of 2020.
Yikes.
Yeah. He's like, Tavares, call into the show if you're still alive. I'm not even kidding. And I was like, dude, he is not alive, actually. He passed away. So we move on.
And then did somebody call and say, ooh, I'm Tavares Jackson.
No, but I will make the transition to saying I'm with you, Toby. I think Geno will play good enough. I think Geno's going to get the ball out of his hands quickly. I think as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, they can stay in this game. Give me Seattle to cover the number.
Geno, more like G, no, thank you.
Tony from Texas asked me who would be my rookie of the year pick in the NBA. I'm going to probably just stick with Cade Cunningham. Actually, no. Go with
Jamar Vinnie Chase.
No. I'm all over. I played it. Jalen Suggs. My bad. I played that like a month ago. Jalen Suggs is my pick. I absolutely love Jalen Suggs.
Oh, NBA. I'm sorry.
He said NBA.
I didn't listen.
All right, go on. We got two more games here. Let's look at the Monday night game. Buffalo going to Tennessee, sorry, to take on the Titans. Buffalo favored by 5.5 points here. Give me the Bills. They're way better than Tennessee right now.
Oh, no. Titans theory. Give me the Bills. You count out the Titans.
Give me the
Bills. They come back and beat you.
Josh Allen.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
Titans.
Sorry.
My neighbor's dog is named Titan. So in honor of Titan, I'm going to take the Titans.
I like the movie We Are the Titans. Denzel was good in that one. They sing the song We Are the Titans, the Mighty Mighty Titans. This number's gotten a little too high for my liking. So give me Tennessee to cover in this spot.
Tennessee.
All right, let's get to the game that everybody cares about here. Green Bay going to Chicago and Soldier Field. 5.5 points the Packers are favored by. Give me the Packers here. They're going to win this football game. They're going to win it big. Justin Fields hasn't been as impressive as some people are making him sound. They've been kind of spoon-feeding him and getting him into playing, and it's not going to be his day against Green Bay. Give me the Packers. Aaron Rodgers goes off, and it's Aaron Rodgers versus the Bears. You can't take anyone else other than the Packers.
Yeah, here's my Packer report for the day. The Packers returned to Soldier Field on Sunday and implanted their foots directly up the Bears' asses. Aaron Rodgers threw for 375 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, three of those to Robert Tonyan, who finally got off the schneid. Defensively, after a rough start getting gashed on the ground, the Bears went away from the running game, even though they were averaging 6 yards per carry, and decided to drop Justin Fields back 25 times in the second half. He was picked off twice, once by Eric Stokes, once from some guy that you said, who the hell is this guy, and had to Google who his name is, and you find out he was just picked up off the streets. Packers win by three scores. They move to whatever they are and one.
The Packers take on the Bears, and they got a big performance from tight end Tyler Davis, the 6'4" tight end who went to Wellington C. Mefram High School.
Who enjoys painting and horse racing.
And the team calls him RB for his love of roast beef sandwiches, which he actually does love at RB's.
They got... Okay, yeah. I like the Packers, though.
I like the Packers.
I mean, what am I going to do? Pick against the Packers? I pick them every week.
Stubby Clap tweets in and says, like the Packers, too.
Hey, actually, we got a couple minutes here. I got to rant about something.
We have one minute, exactly.
Okay, last week, worst week of my life. Almost thought it was going to be saved a little bit because I thought there was a legit chance that something that I've been talking about for the last year was going to happen. I told you Stephon Gilmore wanted out of New England. We literally talked about it 2 weeks ago. I'm seeing all these tweets. He wants to play for the Packers. He wants to play for the Packers. Instead, we get the Cowboys leftovers. You kidding me? You kidding me? Instead, we sign some dude off the street. We don't even know if Jair's coming back this year, and we don't add Gilmore. I don't care about that injury, dude. You know he's going to be making plays all over the place. That pissed me off.
I like Jalen Smith.
I like Jalen Smith 3 years ago, dude, but, like, he's been bad the last 2 years. Maybe change of scenery. I'll take whatever we could get at this point. Like, hopefully he can make some plays, but, man, he was bad last year. Like, really, really bad. He got the bag and kind of was just like...
We have seven seconds.
All right, go Pack, go. Go Browns this week. First half under in the Michigan State game. Boom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.